this week, the British Championships for Gymnastics are coming to the M&S Bank Arena. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. And there is loads and loads of local talent taking part who are hopefully going to be picking up some of the medals as well. And one of them joins me in the studio now. It's a good afternoon to Eleanor Whitehead.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for coming in. Your first time up the tower as well. Enjoying your trip?
First time. Yep, it's brilliant.
Excellent. So you are 15 years old. You're from the Wirral Gymnastics Club. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm 15 years old, as you said, and I'm from Wirral Gymnastics Club, and I live just on the outside of the Wirral.
And how did you first get into gymnastics?
So when I was 4 and a half, I had joined in, well, I decided to go to the club because I was just loved doing four drills and whatever with everybody else, like, around the school. So then I decided to join a club, and then I just fell in love with the sport. And I've trained, like, non-stop since then.
And I guess for anyone who's British and young, this is a really good time to be a gymnast because we've seen the success started by Beth Tweddle in Beijing in 2008, and that's just carried forward.
Yeah, it's really good because you can look up to somebody. So, yeah, it's really good.
It hasn't all been 100% straightforward for yourself, though. So tell us a bit about what has happened in the past.
So about 3 years ago, I snapped my elbow at a competition that I was competing in, a tumbling competition. And I then had problems with my elbow, even though we had problems in the past with my elbow. And then we moved on and I realised that I couldn't use it anymore for the sport. So we went to a doctor and they had checked it all out. And then he realised that I wouldn't be able to do gymnastics again. So I had said, well, that's not going to happen. So basically, decided to do gymnastics, carry on. And my coach found a thing called disabled gymnastics. And I was like, oh, okay, then I'll just retrain. So I retrained everything I'd ever learned before in the past and just redid the whole thing and learned to do everything one-handed. So that wasn't exactly easy, but it was good.
What was it like being told as a young, not even a teenager, I'd imagine, at that age, that you're not going to be able to compete in it anymore?
It was horrible. It was so disappointing because it was like my whole world that I'd been training for since I was very, very little had almost broken because I'd never been told that before. So it's really weird.
And you say you snapped your elbow. So how much mobility do you have in that arm now?
My arm, I can't almost reach a shoulder, which sounds really weird because not many people think, oh, that's a big deal, but I can't, like, brush my hair, I can't do my earrings, I can't really do makeup that easily. So things like that makes it difficult. And I'm in pain constantly, so it's almost like you have to ignore the pain and pretend it's not there. But, yeah, it's horrible.
So it's not just sport that it's holding you back, and then it's having an effect in everyday life as well.
Yeah, it makes it really difficult to almost do exams. Like, I can't write very long, so, yeah.
But you're still going yeah. Extremely strong as well.
Yeah, it's going well.
Certainly going well, and it's the British Championships coming up this weekend. What's it like to be looking ahead in a few days' time and you're going to be competing in your home arena?
It's really good because I can't wait to actually show people that disabled gymnastics is almost like normal gymnastics, and disabled children all over Britain can feel like they can be involved as well as any other gymnast and they're no different. So, yeah.
It's Radio City Talk. You're listening to Full Time and I'm speaking to Eleanor Whitehead, 15 years old, as you've heard, from the Wirral and taking part in the British Championships this weekend. So tell us what disciplines of gymnastics you compete in then.
I'll be competing on the floor this week.
So what's your kind of routine? What would you do in a regular routine?
Just kind of dance a lot, run around a lot and do a few flips.
So you've had to retrain and you've had to, I guess, cater your routine depending on what you can do with your arm. So how much has that held you back in terms of what you can and want to do?
It's held me back quite a lot because it's almost saying like you have to retrain your body almost. So your muscles have to retrain and everything has to change. So I've just had to do everything again, but with one arm. And it's just, yeah, it's very difficult, but it's all right.
How long did it take to kind of get used to the process of putting a new routine in place?
Must have been a year. Well, a fully done routine, it was about 6 months.
So it's a long time, isn't it, to just get your head around a new routine. And that just shows how much learning goes into it and how much training as well.
Yeah, it's the same for any gymnast. They take forever to learn.
How much training do you do in a week?
On a weekly basis, about three times a week, four times sometimes.
So it's, and that's a lot to fit in around your schoolwork as well and everything else that, that any teenager would be doing in their life.
Yeah, because GCSEs are coming up, so you've got to work on homework and you have to almost fit your friends in as well and family. So,
It's going to be an exciting week for you though and hopefully an exciting future as well. So what do you hope the future holds for you?
I really hope to, because I coach at the moment, I really hope to make my own squad and make a disabled squad so that more gymnasts like me and like with different disabilities can join in gymnastics. So, yeah.
Are there many on the Wirral who are competing who are disabled as well?
Not at all. There's hardly any. So what I really hope for this almost is to make sure that other gymnasts can feel like they can join in as well.
Absolutely. Get down and see it this weekend. I'm sure it's going to be absolutely brilliant. And for yourself as well, you're going to be rubbing shoulders, bumping into a number of really high-profile figures as well, which I guess is quite exciting.
Yeah, really exciting.
Who are you looking forward to seeing the most?
I don't really know, to be honest. Loads of them. Just kind of, I'm excited to see everybody, to be honest.
And who have you done any training with any particularly famous gymnasts in the past?
I haven't trained with them, but I've trained alongside them, yeah.
So who would you have trained alongside?
There was Ellie Downing, when I went to Lillishaw where they trained, there was Ellie Downing and I think there was a few others. I can't really remember who else was there.
What was that like going down to Lillishaw?
It was really exciting because it's a really big gym and we compete there as well as on other gym or other British. So it was fun.
Fantastic. Well, it's going to be a brilliant week of gymnastics. It really is. The 14th to the 17th of March at the M&S Bank Arena. And, well, there's going to be loads of huge names down there. But we're going to be cheering you on, Eleanor. So good luck.
Thank you.
And hopefully you're picking up a couple of titles as well. So thank you for your time at Radio City Talk this afternoon.
You.